Utah lawmakers set aside millions more dollars for homelessness and affordable housing efforts this year, though still short of what advocates had hoped for. KUBR's Julia Ritchie reports.
In the final 48 hours of this year's legislative session, lawmakers passed two major bills to fund new homeless shelters and address an affordable housing shortage. House Bill 441 would funnel close to $10 million toward the construction of two new homeless resource centers in Salt Lake City, as well as a third in Salt Lake County. Pamela Atkinson is a longtime community advocate for the homeless. She says she's very pleased with how the legislature prioritized homelessness this year.
The funding was almost where we wanted it to be. And I think considering all the priorities up here this year, including education and the prison and everything else that's going on, I think the leadership and the legislative bodies did what they could.
Lawmakers on Thursday also gave final approval to Representative Becky Edwards' House Bill 36, which would allocate close to $7 million in tax credits over 10 years to affordable housing projects. Another $2 million would go into a new investment fund for landlords willing to convert their existing stock into lower rent units. Tara Rollins is the executive director of the Utah Housing Coalition. She says the approved funding is less than they had hoped for, but it's a start.
I think they're seeing the need to do more. I think that, you know, I've always said we need to break down the silos. You know, if we don't break down the silos, we're not going to win.
Much of the funding will go toward developing housing targeted at people making about $10 an hour, a population currently underserved by area housing stock. Rollins says a recent study estimated a shortage of 47,000 units statewide for those low-income earners. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.